Russia's efforts to divide us at home and abroad, I can affirm that has not happened. The overwhelming message of both on both calls was one of unity, determination, and resolve. I shared with all of those on the calls what we know about a rapidly escalating crisis in Ukraine. Over the last few days, we've seen reports of a major uptick in violations of the ceasefire by Russian-backed fighters attempting to provoke Ukraine and the Donbas. For example, a shelling of a Ukrainian kindergarten yesterday, which Russia has falsely asserted was carried out by Ukraine. And we also continue to see more and more disinformation being pushed out to the Russian public, including Russian-backed separatists, claiming that Ukraine is planning to launch a massive offensive attack in the Donbas. Well, look, there is simply no evidence of these assertions, and it defies basic logic to believe the Ukrainians would choose this moment, with well over 150,000 troops arrayed on its borders, to escalate a year-long conflict. Russia's state media also continues to make phony allegations of a genocide taking place in the Donbas, and push fabricated claims warning about Ukraine's attack on Russia without any evidence. That's just what I'm sure Ukraine's thinking of doing, attacking Russia. All of these are consistent with the playbook the Russians have used before to set up a false justification to act against Ukraine. This is also in line with the pretext scenarios that the United States and our allies and partners have been warning about for weeks. Throughout these tense moments, the Ukrainian forces have shown great judgment and, I might add, restraint. They refuse to allow the Russians to bait them into war. But the fact remains, Russian troops currently have Ukraine surrounded from Belarus along the Russian border and with Ukraine to the Black Sea in the south and all of its border.
That's the president live at the White House. We'll have more on that coming up at the top of the hour. Stay with us. More to do. Don't forget, coming up, Adam Laxalt. He's running for the U.S. Senate. What does he think about what's going on in Ukraine? We will do that and a whole lot more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Adam Laxalt joins us. There's so much more to do. I promise you, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Joey Gilbert, and I'm running for governor of Nevada. Nevada currently has the highest inflation, the highest unemployment, and the worst-ranked schools, and Vegas has become one of the most dangerous cities in the nation. I could tell you it didn't help when Lombardo threw ICE out of Metro, and he's only exacerbated the situation when him and Sisolak have allowed tens of thousands to be bussed into Nevada. Sheriff Lombardo and Sisolak are responsible for the colossal downslide of Nevada. Putting either of them into the governor's seat for 4 years will complete the destruction of this great state. Don't take them at their word when they tell you what they'll do once elected. Do your homework. Look at their track records. I'm against all mandates. This is America. I reopened our churches back in 2020 after beating Sisolak in the Ninth Circuit. I've been fighting his tyrannical agenda for 22 months straight. Nevada can't afford more of the same. Elect me, Joey Gilbert, and together we will make Nevada the freest state west of Florida. Go to gilbertforgovernor.com to learn more and may God bless Nevada.
Paid for by Gilbert for Governor.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Kim Potter, the former Brooklyn Center police officer who said she confused her handgun for a taser, has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for the killing of Dante Wright. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In Minneapolis, Dante Wright's mother, Katie, says she's disappointed by the sentence.
The justice system murdered him all over again.
26-year Brooklyn Center police veteran Kim Potter received a 2-year sentence after being convicted in December of first and second degree manslaughter for the shooting death of 20-year-old Dante Wright, who was black. She could have received up to 7. Potter says she confused her handgun for a taser in a struggle during a traffic stop. In her sentencing, Hennepin County Judge Regina Chu said there were mitigating circumstances.
She never intended to hurt anyone.
Family members, including Dante's father, Aubrey Wright, spelled out their anguish at the sentencing hearing.
Everything we do as a family ends in tears.
Potter addressed the family.
I am sorry I broke your heart.
I'm Jennifer King.
There were new outbursts of violence and ceasefire violations today along the border with Russia and Ukraine, and the Russian army continued its drills in the area. Fiona Hill, a former National Security Council senior director for Europe and Russia, says Moscow's aggression threatens to upend world order and U.S. standing.
This is a critical moment for the United States, because what the Russian government wants to do, the Kremlin and Putin, is to also push the United States out of Europe. It's a challenge to the United States' role as a guarantor of European security, but also as a partner and an ally of European countries in the NATO alliance.
A car bombing hit the eastern city of Donetsk, but no casualties were reported. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 232 points, the Nasdaq dropping 168, the S&P 500 lower by 31, oil down to $91.09 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... Oh, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate.
Protecting the rights of the accused is the commitment shared by Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Dedicated, respected, and the best team for your defense. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ Newsflash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. According to reports in the Review Journal, a woman who pushed a 74-year-old man off a Las Vegas bus in March of 2019, causing his death, was sentenced today to between 8 and 20 years in prison. 28-year-old Kadisha Bishop pleaded guilty on December 27th to abuse of an older or vulnerable person resulting in death. She was previously charged with murder. She pushed Sergei Fournier off a parked bus near Fremont and 13th Streets. Fournier landed on his head about 8 feet from the bus doorway and died about a month later. Well, details are limited, but the Review Journal is reporting the Las Vegas police are investigating a homicide just outside the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Metro Police Lieutenant Ray Spencer said in a statement that officers are investigating a death at Las Vegas Boulevard and Checkered Flag Lane. Further information is not immediately available on that. Well, your gas bill just might get a little bit bigger. Southwest Gas is asking the Public Utilities Commission for a rate increase. That'd mean about 46 cents more a month for the average single family's home monthly bill. The POC can approve, decrease, or increase.
It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Freeways look pretty good right now. The one exception is there at the Spaghetti Bowl downtown on Interstate 515 through that bridge reconstruction work. That's slowing things down both directions between Main and Eastern on Interstate 515. Do expect delays.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of this special Friday edition of Live and Local for Friday, February 18th. Good to have you with us. Joining us now, very happy to have him on. He has been very busy traversing our state, all 17 counties. He's Adam Laxalt, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate and a former Nevada Attorney General. He joins us. Adam, how you been?
Hey, we can't complain. We're on the march, and we're trying to make sure we represent our values and continue to show voters across the state that Senator Catherine Cortez Masto does not stand with us with everything that matters.
I want to ask you, I'm tuning across my cable news dial, and who shows up on Tucker Carlson but my friend Adam Laxalt? What was that experience like?
Well, you know, there's nothing better than going on Tucker, and I'm fortunate to have been on a bunch of times over the last few years. Always gives us a good opportunity to raise major issues. And I went on there to talk about the absolute rank hypocrisy of Governor Sisolak to roll in last week and out of nowhere just suddenly lift the mask mandate. And, of course, I support lifting the mask mandate, but there was no science to justify this sudden shift by Governor Sisolak. We are still in the red by their metrics. There's more outbreak now than there was when they put the masks on in August. And, you know, the media caught one of his COVID task force doctors without paying attention, and they said, you know, were you guys part of this? And they said, this epidemiologist said, no, we weren't consulted, and look, the politics on the ground have changed, and we weren't part of this decision. And so, you know, did our media challenge him with a single question about this? And my Senator Masto says, I support this. The numbers clearly show we need to lift mandates. These people are just propagandists, and I hope the voters are paying attention.
Let me just ask you, what should the federal response be? I know that in Governor Sisolak we've got a statewide deal, but is there a federal role in all of this? Should the president be doing something? Should Catherine Cortez Masto be doing something relative to the mask mandates and eventually the vaccine mandates?
Well, the most important thing was for there to be no federal mandates, for there to have been vaccine mandates that forced our military members out of the service, forced frontline healthcare workers out of healthcare 2 years into being there for all of us. These were crazy policies, and we should have had Catherine Cortez Masto standing against those, standing against mandates that caused people to lose their jobs and businesses across Nevada. So this should have been delegated down to the lower level. We definitely have not needed mask mandates for a long time. As your listeners probably know, Nevada was pretty much the last state in America to lift it, and which tells you everything you need to know. And so that's the best thing we need to do. People are ready to move on. People need to be trusted to make individual decisions on their own. But we can't have government continue to do these mandates.
Should the vaccine mandate be next, though? I mean, should we abolish that?
of course there should be no vaccine mandate. I mean, I was out on that the very first time President Biden said he would do it through executive order. Obviously, Supreme Court ruled that at least one of those were unlawful, but we should not have mandates. This is a fundamental decision of liberty. People should be able to make that decision on their own. This is just something that's never been done in America before. And again, especially when it's being done in contrast to people being losing their livelihoods, it just shows how preposterous this policy is.
Again, Adam Laxalt joining us, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. According to court documents, DHS encountered 153,000 illegal immigrants at the border in January, just a matter of a few days ago. Now, to put that into context, it's almost double the number of encounters in January 2021 and four times the number of encounters in January 2020. What is going on? I thought Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats were going to fix this problem, but it's getting worse.
Well, let's start first and foremost that Catherine Cortez Masto said a few months ago that there's no such thing as an open border. So you can't fix a problem when you're in pure denial of the truth. President Biden has said that. The press secretary has said that. Homeland Security Secretary, they just deny that this border's open. And by the way, those numbers that you cite, they had to get those through Freedom of Information Act requests. So it's not like they're publishing this stuff openly. They're making people have to dig for it. They're hiding these facts. And so 150,000 encounters, and of those, 62,000 were released in the U.S., larger than the size of our capital city of the state of Nevada. That is what's going on with the border policy right now, and it gives us such a clear contrast with the Trump administration, where we're building the wall, and you had the Remain in Mexico policy. It was working. It was absolutely changing the trajectory of illegal immigration in America. And it was also slowing down the crime and the drug trafficking, the human trafficking that comes along with it. And all of those things are at peak levels right now, and we need a senator in this state that will stand with our state. We need someone that's not going to stand with Washington and the elites that want open borders. We need someone that is willing to stand with what Nevadans need, which is secure borders.
What happens if I could wrinkle my nose and make you the 51st senator right now today? What would be some of the policies that Republicans could implement to fix this thing, or at least to stop the bleeding, so to speak?
Well, look, the most important thing is right now there's so much fear out there. People are so scared that at any day a 51-vote majority in the U.S. Senate could implement radical policies on our country. Build Back Better, with Catherine Cortez Masto supported, would have been catastrophic for our country and our economy. They threatened to pack the Supreme Court. They threatened to add D.C. statehood. I mean, the list goes on of what they're doing to try to transform our country. They threatened to nationalize our elections. And so when you first get the yoke off of radical leftism off the American people, it's going to free us to be free to kind of grow again and breathe again and feel like we're getting our country back. Obviously, Biden will still be president, so we'll have to take limited success, whether it's investigations into a lot of the scandals that are going on the left that the media refuses to look into, like obviously the Russiagate that is continuing to be exposed. But we need to find a way to be on offense in the United States Senate, find ways to put people under oath, get to the truth. People expect answers, and they're tired of getting nothing out of Washington.
Adam, I want to take you into news of the day, actually news of the hour, because the president just got off the podium at the White House. He is saying that, in fact, he says, I'm convinced Putin has made a decision to attack Ukraine in the coming days. I want to ask you your view of what's going on in Eastern Europe right now. We have troops deployed to the region. We may have more on the way. What is your view of the job that the president has done with this whole Ukraine-Russia thing?
I think it is incredibly important that we do not lose sight of the fact that for 4 years under Donald Trump, the media and all of our ruling elites, not only in America, but all across the world, trumpeted that we were less safe and less respected across the world with him as president. And here we are in just a year. We had the absolute debacle of the Afghanistan withdrawal. And now we are on the precipice on an invasion by Russia into Ukraine. That is a direct result of the weakness of Joe Biden and a direct result of the failures of this administration. So that's first and foremost. I think if you ask, you know, what we should do, well, we should have done sanctions already. We should have helped the Ukraine people a long time ago, months and months ago. And now, you know, do I think we should deploy troops in harm's way for this? Absolutely not. Not only do I not think that we have the American will to deploy troops, I think most importantly, I would not trust this administration and General Milley to properly conduct a war and to do what's right by our troops. I would have no faith that they could prosecute a war properly, even if I thought this one was in America's national security interest.
Put your political pundit hat on. Is there an off-ramp for either side, the Russians, Ukraine, and I guess the rest of NATO?
Well, you know, it's a good point. I think that when you have Joe Biden and the left, they pitch for years and years that they would be better diplomats and that it's somehow the Republicans that go it alone and we don't work with our coalition partners. And so this should be their time. They should be able to work with NATO and world leaders, and they should easily be able to put down this kind of threat if diplomacy is as effective as they always say. This is an easy one. You have all of NATO is set up in order to stop this kind of Russian aggression. And so it should take a few phone calls. They should all stand together, and Russia should know that NATO is serious. Not American troops. NATO should be putting troops from Europe on the ground, whatever's needed to stop that. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see if they're effective in doing diplomacy. I think they've certainly failed up to this point in time. Will they have a late scramble and potentially prevent this war? Look, honestly, of course, I hope they are successful. We don't want a war in that region, and we don't need a war right now in the world to stir things up. I do remain skeptical, and you know, we're all watching like everyone else.
Let me ask you, do you trust the president when he says our troops will not be deployed to Ukraine? We'll put them in other places, Poland, Germany, nearby, but not into Ukraine. Do you trust him? Do you take him at his word?
I think that once a war breaks out, you never know how these things could go. Is it a quote-unquote small skirmish, as I think Joe Biden said a week or two ago? Or does it end up being, you know, three or four Western nations in a land war, you know? And so we have no idea the magnitude of what this thing can turn into. And so do I trust that? Of course not, because you just have no idea where this thing heads. And by the way, we have Americans on the ground there now. And are they out? Do we have a plan to get them out? Are we going to leave them behind like we did in Afghanistan? And there are still Americans in Afghanistan, for your listeners, as the media dutifully moved along to protect Joe Biden. And so all these things are open questions, and they increase the risk that we'll be pulled into a hot land war.
Adam, in our final minute, what is it your campaign needs at this point? There's a lot going on in your campaign. You're doing a lot of traveling, and I understand that. You're doing national media, which is dynamite. But what is it you need from my listeners?
Look, AdamLaxalt.com is our site. You know, the biggest thing we need is we need to continue to add people to our grassroots that are able to volunteer, that are able to get the message out. I'm doing the best I can, getting on Mark Levin and Tucker Carlson and a bunch of these shows. I'm going to be in Mar-a-Lago with the president next week. He's doing a fundraiser for me. And so we're doing all these things to build the visibility of this big national U.S. Senate campaign. But we need to reach people door to door. We need to persuade people that Catherine Cortez Masto simply does not represent Nevada. And we know the media. We know all these attack ads are going to come in and they're going to pretend like she's something she's not. And I can't defeat her without all of you to go person to person and say she has been absent from the field for the last 5 years. Do not allow election year shenanigans to convince you otherwise.
Adam, always good to visit with you. We will check in on your campaign in a couple of weeks. Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. AdamLaxalt.com.
There you go. Have a wonderful weekend, too. Adam Laxalt, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate and the former Nevada Attorney General. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on this Friday edition of Live and Local right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There is no known safe amount of marijuana use during pregnancy. Marijuana is not safe for pregnant or breastfeeding women and their babies. Everything a mother eats, drinks, or smokes affects her developing baby or enters her breast milk. Just like alcohol and tobacco, using marijuana can have negative effects for your baby. Any form of marijuana may be harmful during pregnancy and while breastfeeding. Marijuana can affect your ability to care for your baby or someone else's baby. It is best for women to quit using while pregnant and breastfeeding. If you are pregnant or a new mother using marijuana, you are urged to seek help to quit. pregnant women receive priority admission at state-funded treatment centers. Visit SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org. That's SoberMomsHealthyBabies.org.